J. Pankill over to Nugent for three, right left wing off the mark, and rebound brought in by Binder, and here come the Bulldogs. 12-10, we played 45 seconds left, or 45 seconds in the second quarter. Feeds it in the corner to Farner. Back out to Ray. Feeds it down below the post, and Binder's able to save it in the right corner. Ray for three, right wing, no good. Rebound brought in by Binder, keeps possession alive. Back to Ray for the jumper. And runner off the glass, in for 2 points. And we're tied at 12. 6:50 left in the second quarter. Jump shot from the corner is no good. Rebound Farner. Blocked on that one, didn't see what happened.
This is turning out to be a trade contest right now.
No kidding. 6:35 left in the first half. To Ray for three, right wing, off the mark. Rebound by Ongage. And it's blocked as Redford went up with it. Going down in transition, the layup is good from Pattengill, his first 2 points. And Caseville's back out on top by 2 points, 14-12. And we have a whistle, and this will be a foul against Jaden Nugent. And that'll be his first and Caseville's third. 6:13 left in the first quarter. A bunch of substitutions for Caseville. Kazefka, Kelly, and that'd be number 41, Noah Nelson, now check in. So, Ongage ball at midcourt, inbounds. That'd be to number 4, Matt Fritz. To Farner, below the defense, to Redford. Back out to Farner, top of the key for Fritz for 3, no good. Rebound actually brought in by Ongage. Farner puts up the putback, no good, and rebound again by the Bulldogs. Fifth offensive board in this quarter, 9 in the night for Ongage, and it's stolen by Sawyer Kazefka. In transition, the left-handed layup is good for 2. He has 10, and it's a 4-point lead. Kazefka nearly stole the inbound. Farner up the court, across the timeline to the left wing. Back out to Fritz, top of the key to the right wing, now dribbling. Caseville still trying to trap in that zone. Ray now dribbling at the left wing. I'm a little nervous when he dribbles, John.
He's the designated hitter for the Bulldogs.
And he lost it, brought in by Kelly.
And sometimes you kind of lose the handle.
Schweinberg dribbling, top of the key. Gives it back off to Pattengill. Pattengill now nothing there. 5:05 left in the first half. 16-12. Caseville by 4. Schweinsberg, left wing, thought about taking a 3, does not, gives it back to Kazefka. Kazefka, a freshman, gets a screen from Nelson and takes a long 2, no good, rebound, still loose, and we have a whistle, and it will be Ongage ball. Foul goes against number 13, Sawyer Kazefka, that's his second, and team's fourth. So Tom King now checks in and replaces Alex Schweinsberg, a freshman.
Tom King would be one of 3 seniors that the Eagles have.
So out there for Ongage right now, we have Aaron Farner, number 25, Luke Redford, Brandon Binder, number 35, Carl Steff, and that'd be Matt Fritz. Sawyer Kazefka also checks out right now as Ongage facing a full court press from the Caseville Eagles. 4:45 left in the second. Matt Fritz gets across, and we have a block as Tom King tried to step in front of it, but he was a little slow to get there. And Redford blasts right through him.
He did a good accounting, get that Oscar, though. He did fall down really nice.
At least good for a Golden Globe. 4:40 left in the first half. 16-12, Caseville by 4. Ongage on offense. Matt Fritz dribbling top of the key. Retreats to midcourt. It's a cutout to the left wing. Back out to Farner. Into the corner. Binder goes to work, and it's blocked by Kelly. And rebound, though, brought in by Matt Fritz. Possession stays alive. Offensive board game has been strong for Ongage, but they turn it over, and that's the 12th of the night.
Shippy tracked down that rebound. I mean, there's no way that Binder could get to it the way Shippy was going after it.
Shippy over to the right wing. Back out to Tom King. Shippy, left wing. To the right wing, that would be Pattengill for 3, and he nails it. 5 points for him. 3:48 left in the first half. 19-12, back out to a 7-point lead. That ties their largest. Into the Farner, over to Binder, short corner for the jump shot on the baseline, no good. Farner gets the put back. Can't get that one to fall, and it's still loose. Brought in by, that would be Redford. Possession stays alive. Eighth offensive board in this quarter alone. 12 on the night for Owen Gage. For three, Matt Fritz, no good. Rebound brought in by Kelly, and here come the Caseville Eagles.
Boy, Kelly really went up there to get that one, too.
First rebound in general by Caseville in this quarter. The quick putback by Nelson is no good, and Owen Gage recovers. 3 minutes left in the first half, 19-12. Matt Fritz dribbling, top of the key. Taking his time. They trail by 7 points to the hosting Eagles. Dribbling to his right to Redford. Excuse me, Carl Steffen. We have a whistle. And the foul will go against number 45. Michael Kelly, that's his first, the big man. And team sixth. Substitutions by Caseville. That would be Jaden Nugent checking in, as well as number 51, Brandon Lesner. For Owen Gage, that would be Andrew Partiga, replacing number 35, Carl Steff.
That is the 16th foul, and there's 2:49 to go for Owen Gage to go ahead and get the possibility of a 1-1.
Redford inbounds to Binder. He can't get the layup to go. Rebound by Kelly, and here come the Eagles, leading by 7 points. To Shippey to the right wing. Nothing there. Starts his dribble. Skip pass to the far corner. Nugent in the left corner, now going down the baseline. The runner's up off the mark. Long rebound, and Nugent brings it in himself.
Well, he's all over the place. He's eighth grader?
Yes, indeed.
My goodness.
Nugent at the right wing now. Dribbling. All over defenders. Retreats. 2:15 left in the second quarter. 19-12, Caseville. Over Owen Gage right here on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call. Tom King, and he turns it over. Seventh turnover for Caseville. 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Farner at the top of the key, extended about 4 feet from half court. Over to the corner. That would be Matt Fritz. Now retreats to the left wing, gets a screen from Farner. Top of the key over to the right wing, dribbling around the perimeter. Into the corner, Farner for three. Way off the mark, airmailed, and brought in by Shippey in the corner. Here comes Jaden Nugent, the eighth grader, number 14. For Caseville, 90 seconds left in this first act. At the high post, this one's turned over into the hands of Matt Fritz. Here comes Owen Gage in transition. The put jump shot from the right block, no good. Rebound, Tom King. And here come the Eagles, but we have a whistle. And this is going to be a timeout called by Jake Heck, head coach for the Eagles. Right here on the WLW Sports Network, 30-second timeout. We'll return in 30.
Your favorite Amish handyman will never hang up his belt, no matter what season it is. Boreski Siding and Building Repairs can take care of any interior work you still may have. Bathroom remodels, new flooring, interior painting. Let Boreski Siding and Building Repairs finish that honey-do list for you. Before you know it, spring flowers will be popping up again. That means spring cleaning. Call Boreski Siding and Building Repairs today to schedule your new roof, new siding, seamless gutters for the spring. Whatever the job, Boreski can do it all.
This is Derek Boreski. Call me at 989-529-8167. Any job, any time, Boreski can do it all.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Caseville comes down and takes a shot from Gilhard. Can't get that one to fall. Offensive board. That's no good. And then a rebound by Owen Gage. They come down the court, and they turn it over as well, as that was number 15, Andrew Partiga, traveled with it.
He was a little confused by it, and so am I. I didn't know what he did.
13 turnovers for Owen Gage. They trail by 7 points. 45 seconds left in the second quarter. High post. And this is another turnover as they try
all
to feed
alone.
It in. All alone, Partiga, the jump layup is no good. Rebound by Brody Miller. 9 turnovers for Caseville. To Shippey, right corner. Right wing, excuse me. Over to Nugent, left wing. Starts his dribble down to the baseline. Double team there, kicks it back out to the high post to Miller. Right block, dribbling, the reverse layup rejected by about the rim for Lesnar.